Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, it's almost time for more holiday fun, but in the meantime, to let you know, I will be getting in touch with some people, some sexy women to be on my show, and I'll let you all announce it that they will be on my show. Anyway, once again, I'm doing a fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. I was actually very blessed to have been able to be welcomed on board as one of the board of advisors on the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. So I'm very lucky and very blessed about this. So the thing that I keep trying to do is help raise awareness for a fundraiser that I think is not just something that should be, but I think it's a necessity. For me personally, if you've been following my show, you know who I am, Shelly Nunchucks. I've been watching stunt films and action films, martial arts films, anything to do with action, you know, even special effects and everything growing up, and I just love those types of film. And I always say I never wanted to be Barbie. I always wanted to be a ninja. And it's something that I do think it would be a great idea to raise money for a building. And I believe since the founder, John G. Hegner, which was in Moab, Utah, I think he was preferably looking for it on Main Street to get a building there, for a museum where there's a lot of stuff in storage of the memorabilia from a lot of the past decades of, you know, the stunt community. And for me, being the younger generation on board as a board advisor, you know, to help with the present and for the future. And I just think it would be a really great place to have it in Utah, which that is where John is actually located. So I'm actually looking to see, I'm just looking up a few things right now, and I'm actually doing a little bit of multitasking to bring up on here on the website and everything like that I'd like to read. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, on the Stunt Hall of Fame, because I do like to read off the website itself. Stuntman Hall of Fame. Yes, I am typing in and as I'm talking to you all. Let's see, official site. I'm actually bringing up the website. You can actually check it out yourself. So I'm just waiting patiently for it to pop up. And you can actually, it's Falling for Stars, a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And the official site is actually, you know, it'll say John Hagner on their founder, CEO, where you can get in contact with them. All the information is there. Once again, what this is about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movie including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to be honoring stunt people the world over. So it says here that currently the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support, enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And you can actually go, I'm going to put it on my Facebook page, and actually go there. You can go to Falling for the Stars or Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. I'm actually going to post on my, see, I'm trying to see where the information is the most on here. Maybe it's on the website. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, I'm multitasking here, trying to post stuff on my, no, Falling for Stars, not Falling Skies, Falling for Stars. So there's information that you can actually look up, photos, and I have posted this before. And I'm just reposting. It's actually about foundations, donations on there, and I'm trying to find the information if there was more. I mean, you can actually go to the website itself, like it says, it's Falling for Stars. It's a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I really, really do believe that the stunt people, and a lot of people are actors and they do their own stunts too, they do deserve this. I really, truly do think that it is important that this is building, you know, is, you know, wherever it's going to be, is able to hold all the things that are associated with the memorabilia that's in, you know, storage and be able to have a bigger place. And I don't really think there really is a building before it was. It doesn't look as big as what they had needed. So I guess we're looking for someplace in Moab, Utah, M-O-A-B, Utah, on Main Street in Utah. I think that's the place where they've been trying to, you know, raise money for. And I think it'd be a really great place. And I heard, you know, that the film community is kind of booming out there. So I do tend to think it'd be a great place to have this building. And I'm looking to see, pulling on here, I'm trying to blow it up a little bit bigger, the information, because you can actually, you know, for donation, I think it's like $45 or something, and you can actually get a painting or a drawing. Let me see. This is special messages from Mr. Hagner. I'm trying to pull that up too here. It says here, it says, "Dear friends, great news. We moved all of the memorabilia back from Vancouver, Washington on April 30th and are now in a safe and secure storage here in Moab, Utah, where we will solicit donations to move into a building and once again open up to the visiting public. Donations to a building fund will aid us in this quest. It is a wonderful feeling to see everything after nearly 16 years and to refurbish and restore items so precious to everyone. Please help us with this effort with your tax-deductible donations to Hollywood, Stuntman's, Hall of Fame, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. And it says thank you for whatever you can send. Yours sincerely, John G. Hagner. He's the founder. And you can go to Facebook page. It goes, for more features about the Hall of Fame, please go to Facebook, Falling for Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends, then Artist of the Stars. Go to Google, more of happenings, articles by John G. Hagner, including newest feature, movies made in the Moab area, starting with Wagon Master, first movie made in Moab, and Rio Grande. Let's see. Let's look this up. Moab Happings. You know, if that really was something I was looking at, I didn't realize that was actually John. So let me see. Let me pull up Moab, if I'm even saying this correctly, because, you know, with my accent, I say things kind of funny. It's M-O-A-B. Let's see. Maybe it says 2014. Let's see if I'm finding the right site. Moab Happenings, I'm just trying to find out, Utah Real Estate. What does this say? Featured property, real estate offices in South Utah. Maybe this is something that I can look up and use as a resource. I just got to remember this myself. Moab Happenings, Southeast Utah's event magazine. It says about real estate related businesses, professional service directly. So maybe this is something I should just save for myself. You know, I think that's what something I can look at because I've been trying to do research on buildings in Utah. So it's kind of good to look at it, you know, actually go to the site. Return to main page here. Let's see, what else can I bring up on the website once again? Oh, books by John Hagner. Once again, he's the founder of Hollywood Stuntman Halls of Fame here. Let's see. It says, at last, it says, Volume 1, Falling for Stars by John G. Hagner. It says, the first book ever written on the history of stunts in the movies by John Hagner, a stuntman since 1960. His latest film is called Devil's Canyon. He also is founder of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it says, to order your copy by author copy, send $39.99 plus $5.50 for shipping and handling to Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. Other books by John R., Dave Sharp and Me, let me see if I can say this correctly, Richard Talmadge, Bob Rose, Jocko Mahoney, John Hagner, His Ups and Downs, The Stuntman, How to Be a Movie Stuntman, and it says each book is spiral-bound, 8.5 by 11, and the price per book is $39.99 plus $5.50. If you order more than four books, there is no shipping and handling charge. 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. So people, listen there. Listen. You know, especially many of my stunt peeps that are listeners, give this if you can. Believe me, if I had the money, I'd be getting this building myself. My heart is in it, but, you know, you're going to have money to do this. So people out there, come on. You know, give them your heart, especially if you love action films like myself. If you've grown up on it, I mean, come on, give what you can. You know, like I said, it's just really, I just think it's important. And I'd like to, there's a couple of songs. Let me do a little short break here. Because, you know, me, myself, I have my personal theme song. And this is by Cardiac and Sacrifice, my nephews. And I'm actually going to play it. It's called The Fighter. And yes, it is a rap song. I know people, some people, you know, whatever, but it's actually, this is their song. It's called The Fighter. Let me dedicate it to the stunt community today, so I'll be right back. I'm taking a short break.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tight, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.
And that was The Fighter. And, of course, you know, I got to dedicate to the stunt community. Listen, all the peeps out there that have been watching your films, from Jackie Chan to Jet Li to Donnie Yen, my ninja pal, oh, let me tell you people, my ninja pal, Steven, he's going to be on my show again. You guys got to love this guy. He's my ninja pal. He's going to be back on my show. And, fellas, I got to tell you, I'm going to get some sexy ladies for you on the show. Now, remember, you guys got to behave yourself when I have these women on the show, these beautiful, sexy women. They probably can kick your butt, too. So just remember that, you know, what this show is about today. It's, you know, it's a half-hour show. It's a dedication to, you know, trying to help doing the fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntmen Hall of Fame. And listen, I got to tell you something else, too. I got to throw some props out there for the family, for the Traditions family. You know, Don the Dragon Wilson, he is the founder of this clothing. You know, Don the Dragon Wilson, he's the man himself, the living legend who's been in the Guinness Book for World Records 11 times, who is now, he's now going to be filming. This man's been, I don't even know when this man sleeps. When is Don the Dragon Wilson sleep? But I've been posting on my page today, there's going to be a new film where I actually was very, very blessed to have the young dragon dubbed by Don the Muslim himself, Nassim, on my show. I got to actually interview him and his father, Habib. It says here, check out this nice article from FightKings.com featuring Nassim, young dragon, Larizi, and GM, Hamid Larizi. Sorry, it's L-A-H-R-I-Z-I. I'm sorry. Forgive me for pronouncing it funny. I'm trying to pronounce it the best I can. Last name, La Rizzi. Nassim and Hamid will be appearing in the martial arts kit. See, that was the film. Remember, they want my show. They're gonna be filming. It's starring Don the Dragon Wilson and Lady Dragon Cynthia Rothrock. This film is being directed by Michael Baumgarten, an award-winning writer-producer Schmitty, starring Oscar-winning actors Myra Savino, Luca Savino Jr., oh man, and Peter Fonda. Oh my gosh, this is Guts of Beast. That's a hot woman. I'm so pumped, so super pumped, and I'm just very super pumped about that. Well, listen, if you like to give, you know, go and check out the website. You know, check out Falling from the Stars. Even go to John G. Hagner's Facebook page and talk to him about, come on, this is like for a really worthy cause, the stunt community. Not just for the past, but I want to help preserve the present and the future. Anyway, this is my show for today. And once again, you know, the holiday seasons are here, so be careful. You're going to have a little holiday spirit. You got a little nip here and there. Make sure you don't get behind the wheel. Be responsible. Well, thank you so much for all tuning in today. And as I'm going out with a bang because I am going to end the show, as I open the show, with battle songs. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. And just remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. So you go for it. Alrighty? So thanks once again for tuning in. Thank you for all my supporters. Thank you for the stunt community for giving me wonderful films my whole life. And once again, I never really wanted to be Barbara. I never wanted to be Barbie. I always wanted to be a ninja. Well, peace out. Talk to you guys on Wednesday.